The Greater Washington Government Contractor Award, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council, honor individuals and businesses in the region's government contracting sector. David Moskovich is the chief executive at Accenture Federal Service, a finalist in this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Award in the greater than $300 million in sales category. David, for people who have been under a rock for the last 25 years, tell me what Accenture does for its customers in the federal space, and thanks very much for coming on today.
Sure. Well, we're 68,000 people strong that are working with our colleagues in the federal government to help our country be safer and more effective and more efficient, and doing great work with our government agency colleagues.
Congratulations on the selection as a finalist for Contractor of the Year. What are the trends that you're seeing in communication between government and industry? I hear over and over again that that still continues to be a challenge, although there's a sense it's getting a little better. Are you seeing that your government customers, your government partners, are feeling more free to talk to you and your colleagues in industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's great collaboration, and we're seeing a big move to agile development where there's collaboration and the ability to deliver big projects in smaller pieces quicker over time. And I think you're seeing that to be an effective strategy for agencies, and we're working closely with a number of agencies in that approach.
What are the areas regarding agile development that the industry has had the most success, especially companies like yours have had the most success in helping agencies understand and then be able to execute?
Yeah, I think it's around the large technology projects. I think, historically in the federal space, we've seen kind of a mixed track record of big projects, and the agile project delivery allows companies like us that have great skills and expertise in this to work together with our government colleagues to deliver projects in pieces, in phases, to work closely with the end users who ultimately are serving the citizens, and then be able to have a more predictable, reliable way to deliver systems. We just this year acquired a company called Agilex, which is really the leader in agile development in the federal space, and it's been great working together with all of them and their partners in the federal government.
I'm not so curious specifically about Agilex because if you want to talk about that case, that's fine. But what is it that makes a company attractive to another company in the landscape that we live in today?
I think it's about, the capabilities that the companies have. One of the trends that we're seeing in the marketplace is the move to digital, right, where government agencies are leveraging the technologies of cloud, of mobile, of large-scale portals, changing the interaction between the way citizens and businesses are working with governments. And so when you look at companies that have great skills in helping the federal agency harness these technologies, then that's what's very attractive. And now, that for us was a key piece of what we saw in Agilex. But I think it's really about skills and capability and talent that folks look at when look at possibly acquiring a company.
I don't know if I'd be speaking out of school to say that your highest profile work in the last couple of years has been the work that Accenture did on healthcare.gov and bringing that back from the problems that it had after launch. What did you and your colleagues take away from that experience and the success that you've had with healthcare.gov to be able to apply to future projects?
Yeah, I think, exceptional delivery on really the hardest, most complex mission critical systems is really the hallmark of what we do. And I think what we saw on that project, what was the key to turning that program around, was the tremendous collaboration with the agency, with CMS and the people at CMS and the other contractors that were working there as well. And then a very, very focused and disciplined approach to delivery, and then having the right skills. We were able to, when we were selected, and we were very honored to be selected by CMS, we were able to land about 500 people from across both Accenture Federal Services and our broader company that had deep skills in healthcare and the technology and eligibility systems. So I think the lessons are, strong collaboration with the clients, working together, very disciplined and focused approach where you really are know what you need to do and get done in a specific time frame, and then making sure you got the absolute very best skills to deliver what you've committed to.
David, congratulations to you and all of your colleagues at Accenture Federal Services on this selection as a finalist for Contractor of the Year, and I wish you well at the award ceremony. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Thanks so much, Francis.